Blog Talk Radio.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. He choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. It's out in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose it out in the music, the moment.
Not be happier. Today we're going to talk about our holidays and we're going to play a little game so y'all can get to know us better. As usual, I've got my lovely assistant slash co-host, Em, with me. Hey, girl.
Hey, you made that sound like this is like Deal or No Deal, My Lovely Assistant. I like that title. We'll go with that.
Yes, Lovely Assistant / co-host. Oh, how have you been?
Good. Busy. Sick. tired. All of the above.
All of the above. Boy,
busy.
I got into the studio today, and I'm sitting here thinking, for my next trick, I will attempt to remember how to correctly run this thing.
Yeah, for real.
It's been so long. I mean.
Okay, quick question. I need to throw this out there. Does anyone on the internet who's listening to this know how you can view your YouTube messages? Because YouTube changed because Google bought them, and now I don't know how to read my messages.
Don't ask me. I have no idea.
So if anyone knows how, please help me.
Exactly.
Thank you. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, let's see. Our last show was November, what, the 25th?
It's been a long time. I don't know.
It's been something like that. How was your holiday?
It was good. I was sick. I had the flu over Christmas. But it was good. My family visited me and we went shopping and a lot of stuff. So it was fun. My Thanksgiving was good too because we haven't talked about Thanksgiving. It was good.
Exactly.
I went to Alabama. And I got to have a jam session with my uncle, who's a musician. Most people know that if you know me, but if you don't know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a jam session with him, which was super fun. And that's pretty much all.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought so. How about you?
As we've done for the past several years, I hosted the family dinners, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, at my place. 23 people. 23 Southern people
lot.
In one spot.
That is just ridiculous. Like, that is so
23
many.
Southern people in one spot. Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. It was very,
wow.
Very interesting. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That's just, especially with my family. What I lack in siblings, I more than make up for in cousins.
Absolutely. My family's ridiculous. Like, my family's huge, but we pretty much think of the same group of people all the time. Let's see, like, when it's like a Christmas or Thanksgiving thing, it's just us and my grandparents and my aunt. But
right.
If I'm at my grandparents' house, the family, like, the close little circle we have is my
mm-hmm.
grandparents, my mom's sister,
right.
all of us, and then my aunt and her boyfriend. I feel like they're too old to call him her boyfriend. No offense to old people, but I feel like there has to be a more mature term than that. But basically her boyfriend. Guys, they're 70.
A significant other.
There needs to be a more mature. There you go. See, because I feel like partner sounds like strange.
I get that.
I feel like there needs to be a really like more mature name for boyfriend because they're 70. So. Anyway, so
right.
That's our little circles, you know, and then give or take a few. So we pretty much stick to the same group.
Yeah,
fun.
We do too. I mean, it's just
a big
our
group.
Family. 9 times out of 10, it's just our family, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's always just the 7 of us. And then when I'm in Alabama, if we do anything, like, if we have, like, a dinner party sort of deal at my grandparents, it's always my aunt and her boyfriend. And I'm not going to call him that again. I need another name for him. Leave us suggestions on my Twitter, guys. What's a mature term for boyfriend? Because I feel like that sounds so high school.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. But anyway.
Doesn't it? Like, I feel like we've surpassed, like, 50. That's not appropriate.
It's not relevant anymore.
Whatever. Yeah, it's not appropriate. Once you're like 50, and they're like 70, so they're way too old for that.
Well.
Anyway, and then my other aunt and her husband, well, they're my great aunts. They're my grandmother's sisters. And I don't even call them aunts. Like, we're a weird family, okay? I just call them everybody their first name. Nobody gets
right.
a title. So
that's
strange.
The same way in
everybody
my family.
Everybody thinks that's weird. Everybody thinks that's so weird.
None of my aunts or uncles get an official title. That's the same way I do it in my family.
I have one aunt, she might call aunt. but I always did, and my parents always did, but my grandmother's sisters were never, it was never like that. She has three sisters, and they were never just like that, and then my uncle's obviously not. I only had one uncle, and I was afraid of him, so I called him uncle, but he died a long time ago, and I never had a relationship with him, so it didn't matter. But as for the aunts, it's always been Betty Jo, Deanie, Faye, and Graham. They never, ever had titles. That's that is.
Right. None of mine have never had titles either. So,
told everyone that when my aunt marries her boyfriend, that's what we're using right now, I refuse to call him uncle because I've known him my whole life. He's actually, he's my grandfather's first cousin, so he's my cousin. Just clearing it up, guys. They're not related, but I'm related to both. I will not call him uncle. I will not call him uncle. I was like, nope, sorry, dude. If you marry my aunt, that's not happening.
Just no.
Like, no.
Just no.
Yeah, so we should start our little game.
Game. Yes, we should.
You can go first.
Okay.
If you want.
Oh, what are you wearing?
No, you don't ask me. You answer them yourself.
Oh.
Okay, so you read the question, answer them yourself, and then I'll do the same.
What am I wearing? Okay, I'm wearing house shoes, fuzzy socks.
Good
choice. Yep. Red and black checkered sweatpants and orange t-shirt.
It doesn't match, but that's okay.
Well,
my mom
whatever.
Came in and she robbed my drawer. She just came in to steal my fuzzy socks, actually, because apparently now she's a fuzzy sock thief. Everybody knows I have them now, so I feel like they still stick around.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number two. Ever been in love? I thought I was in high school. Of course, you know how that high school love is, right?
It's high school.
right, exactly.
Boy, do I ever.
A short answer? Not hardly. ever had a terrible breakup? No.
No, but he does have an ex-girlfriend that stalks him now.
We will not talk about
you?
That.
We
will
about
not
that.
Talk about
is
that.
She still, but is she still stalking you, or has she given up? No,
she gave up finally.
It was interesting for a minute, though, because he had a stalker.
Yeah, it was interesting for a second.
Just for a minute.
Yeah, just for a second, it was interesting. How tall are you? 5 foot nothing. Don't laugh. I'm 5 foot nothing.
I'm actually taller than you.
Everybody's taller than
but
me.
That's true, but, well, not everybody, because, you know, I know people that are, like, not 5 feet. But I'm finally taller than someone, everyone.
Sweet.
All the presses.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses.
Yeah, stop the presses. I'm way taller than somebody.
Question number five. Who's your idol? And nobody that I can think of right off the top of my head. Question number
Surprising.
Six.
Surprising.
any tattoos? Nope. Not a one. I think they're
ever gonna,
around
are you
other
ever
people.
Get one?
See, here's my feeling about tattoos. They're okay if they have some sort of meaning behind them.
Yeah, but if they're just like random, I got you. I understand.
Get a tattoo just for the sake of getting a tattoo? I'm not doing it. So, but. If they have some sort of meaning behind them, I'm perfectly fine with them.
Okay,
so.
And I'm not, do not want to interrupt you, but this is very important. And if anyone's listening, I need you to answer me. There's the Stephen Nichols Twitter. Obviously, he has his own Twitter, Official Nichols. There's also a Twitter called @OneEyeDirector, and it says it's Stephen Nichols, and it links to his Facebook. Is that really him? Does anyone know, like, out there?
I think that's him, too, yeah. I think that's him, too.
Because I'm not sure. So I want to make sure.
Because
Mary Beth Evans and Official Stephen Nichols follow him, so I wanted to make sure it's him. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Continue. I'm done interrupting.
Any piercings? Nope, not a one. OTP. What in the world?
One true pairing.
Oh,
favorite
one true pairing. Favorite couple ever. See, I don't watch shows for couples. I watch shows for the entire show. You know what I mean?
But if you had to pick.
If I had to pick.
I think.
Who do you know?
I think you're going to say Sprixie because I know that you love them. But, I don't know.
It was either them or Maxie Nathan.
I feel like they are on an evil. Like, after a while, it was like Sprixie for one true love. But now it's like there's some competition. So, I don't know. Good choice. I don't have to argue over that choice.
It was either Sprixie or Maxie Nathan. But I was a big Spelly fan when Ellie was on. I was a big Spelly fan.
You multi-shipper. My favorite kind of person, a multi-shipper.
This next question should be easy. Favorite show. How much time you
General.
Got?
General Hospital.
How much time you got? Seriously, though. If we're talking soaps, it's obviously GH because obviously, you know.
Obvious.
But if we're talking primetime stuff, let's see.
We're
Nashville.
Gonna be here all day.
Yeah, Nashville. A bunch of other primetime stuff. I couldn't. But we'd be here all night if I had to name off my primetime favorite shows. We'd be here all night. Okay.
True story.
Yep. A favorite band or singer?
Also
this is kind of tough because.
Day.
Yeah. But this is kind of tough because I. You know what a huge a music fan I am.
Exactly.
But here lately, I've kind of gotten into the independent music scene. Singers like a Sahara Star. Who is a good friend of mine.
She's amazing. You should all follow her on Twitter at Sahara_Star.
Yes, she's amazing.
There was a good promotion.
Alana Carroll, Brittany Bexton, Sarah Spencer. I could go on and on and on.
So many.
Yep, and if we're talking mainstream artists, I'm really kind of stuck on the early to mid 2000s kind of stuff because that's when I was in high school. So I'm stuck on that kind of right now. So like a Three Doors Down. A little bit of Santana, of course, obviously country, so.
Obviously.
All right.
So you really don't have many, you just have 100 answers to that question.
Exactly. Something you miss? Nothing, because, you know, and I'm struggling with this lately, because I used to, I could leave things in the past and not even a blink an eye, but lately I'm getting older, and this will happen to you, Em. Trust me, this will happen to you.
Oh boy, thanks.
I'm starting to miss a lot of things. I don't know.
I'm the same way though. I'm so sentimental.
Well, maybe it's
like,
my age. Maybe it's I don't know.
No,
but anyway,
I think it's just your personality. Because I'm the same way. Like I'm so sentimental, and I'm not even that old. You're 10 years older than me, 11 years older than me, and I'm the same way.
A favorite song. Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go again.
Narrow down to three. We're on a time limit, buddy.
Three. Okay. I'm really digging. Oh, God. I can't do three. It's just not. It's not possible. But I will say a Three Doors Down. When I'm gone, I love that song. I absolutely love that song. Question 13. Good Lord, we got to... I got to stop talking. How old are you?
This is flying by.
I'm 28 years old. I just turned 28 in September. So...
He's almost 30. He's getting really old.
Thanks.
No, I'm just kidding. 30's not old.
Zodiac sign. We both are Virgos, so may Virgos rule the world.
He just saved me 10 seconds.
Exactly. A quality you look for in a partner. Integrity.
Good
if
choice.
You don't have integrity, you have nothing. If you don't have integrity to me, you have nothing. So, a favorite quote. A buddy of mine told me this quote a long time ago, and it stuck with me ever since. He goes, surround yourself with people that love you. If they don't, I cut them loose. And that stuck with me for years. So,
good quote.
A favorite actor. Matthew McConaughey, Tom Hanks, and Nick Cage.
I really didn't know that. I love those three.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A favorite color. I don't have one.
Yeah, do you know how hard it is to shop for somebody that doesn't have a favorite color, guys? Every question I ask him when I was shopping for him for Christmas, he's like, I don't have a favorite color. I don't know. Like, do you know how hard it
one.
Is to shop for someone like that?
A loud music or soft? That depends on the type of music. For a soft rock, I go soft, but a country rock and a little bit of rap, I turn that junk up.
Turn that junk up.
Yep. Okay. Oh, where do you go when you're sad? Right in my room in front of my TV. And I plug in my Madden game and kill a quarterback.
Good choice.
How long does it take you to take a shower? About 15 minutes. Not long. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? About the same time, 15-20 minutes. Ever been in a physical fight? Nope. And I don't intend to. Because...
But, you know, if you have to kick somebody's ass for me, you will.
I will tell you this. If
get
I was
right
ever in a fight, all my opponent would have to do is grab my foot peg and flip me over, and I'd be done.
Yeah,
that's all they'd have to do.
But most people aren't. I don't think most people are smart enough to figure that out.
True.
So, just
right,
saying.
Anyway.
I mean, whatever.
Right.
You never know.
Anyway.
You could kick somebody's ass, and they wouldn't notice.
True. A turn on. Are we talking a romantic turn on or just a turn on in general?
Do with it what you will. I'm going to go with just in general something that attracts me to someone, you know.
Okay. I will take personality over looks any day. Absolutely.
Unless it's Carrie Underwood. She has both.
This is true. This is true.
You're never living it down, bud.
No, I'm never living that down. A turn off. I will not date a smoker. No way.
Hell no, that's gross.
A reason you started or joined the show. Well, that's already been covered, so.
Pretty much. It's a long story, guys.
Yeah, it's already been covered, so we'll just, let's skip that one for now.
Skip that.
Fears. Oh, boy. I have a fear
spiders.
Of rejection. I have a fear of total and complete and utter failure. So. And yet, here I am running a radio show.
And
go figure that one.
Yet.
a lesson that made you cry? I can't remember.
Television.
I don't cry very often, so I can't remember.
But when he does,
last time you said you love some. Last time you said you love someone. This morning when I was talking to you.
Probably, yeah.
I pray this morning when I was talking to you. Okay. A meaning behind your Twitter or Instagram names. A Twitter name is just a shortened version of the show's name, Weekdays with Murph. So, and my Instagram name is DrummerBoy04. Hint if y'all want to follow me.
Shameless promotion.
Exactly. I got that from I'm a drummer. I've been a drummer for many years. So that's where that came from. Just a drummer boy 04. And 04 was a year I graduated high school. So there you go.
I knew that.
My last book you read. Blood, Sweat, and Chalk. It is a book that breaks down 11 of the most prolific football formations ever. And it tells you where they came from, who invented them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a really interesting book. A book you're currently reading, 38, the Chucky Mullins Effect. It's another football book. This guy was injured in his freshman year of college football at Ole Miss, and a neck injury that ultimately killed him 2 years later. So,
that was
show
depressing.
You what.
Thanks.
Huh?
I said that was depressing. Thanks.
A last show you watched, a General Hospital. A last person you talked to, probably my mom. Let's see.
Or you know me, since you're talking to me right now.
Well, yeah. The relationship between you and the last person you texted, best friend.
Holla.
My favorite food. Anything with chicken in it. I love chicken.
Amen.
A place you want to visit. Australia. A last place you were. In my room.
I think my mom's cooking because it smells really good all of a sudden. So you can come over.
Do you have a crush? Do you have a crush? Are we talking celebrity or no?
Both. So celebrities, obviously, everybody does.
Yeah, celebrity crush. Mine's Carrie Underwood, which everybody knows.
Thanks to me.
And a attainable crush? No.
Attainable? That's funny.
Last time you kissed someone, it's been too long to remember. It's been too long. The last time you were insulted? Probably on a daily basis, I just don't care.
Probably like 5 seconds ago on Instagram or something.
What?
Probably like 5 seconds ago on like the internet. Oh,
yeah,
well.
But I really don't care. My favorite flavor of candy or sweets? Chocolate. I love me some chocolate.
I know, he can eat a chocolate rock.
I love me some chocolate.
I have brownies, if you want to come get one.
I'll be over there in 2 hours. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
What instruments do you play? Let's see. Drums. I'm learning a little bit of the guitar. And I can sort of kind of play the harmonica just a tad.
That's
favorite
kind
piece of
cool.
Jewelry.
You should, like, fine-tune that skill.
Favorite piece of jewelry. Either my high school class ring or my a ghost beads bracelet that I got in Arizona. Okay. Last sport you played. Are we talking physically played or on a video game or whatever? M.
What?
A last sport you played. Are we talking a physically played or on a video game?
Well, if you want to say Madden football, then go ahead.
Yep. All right, Madden. Okay, let's see. The last song you sang, Eminem's Lose Yourself. My favorite chat-up line. I don't have one. I ever used it. Well, that's kind of irrelevant at this point. The last time you hung out with anyone, probably Christmas. And it's your turn. Finally.
It's my turn. Okay. So, first of all, just so you know, like 2 seconds ago, I was not ignoring you when you asked about sports. I was trying to put my phone on speaker so I could see the question.
Okay.
Okay.
I got you.
So,
okay.
Let me open the questions and I'll go. Okay. What am I wearing? I am wearing Betty Boop pajama pants, a black t-shirt that had some holes in it, and that's all. Jewelry that I had on set. Ever been in love? I guess. I don't know. High school love. That counts. Ever had a terrible breakup? No, because I've only been, like, 2 relationships. And one time, it wasn't my decision to break us up. It was some of our parents. And another time, it was, like, mutual. So it wasn't that. Okay, how tall am I? I am 5'3¼", and that quarter does count. Who's my idol? Princess Diana. And if we're talking musically, there's too many to list. Any tattoos? No, but I have a plan to get one, maybe 2, but they actually have a meaning. They're not cheesy, so just so you know. Any piercings? I have my ears pierced 2, and that's it. I'm pretty boring. OTP, Mook and Laura from General Hospital, Steve and Kayla from Days of Our Lives, and Griffin and Sarah from CSI, the original one. Favorite TV show? General Hospital, Law and Order Special Victims, and Celebrity Apprentice. Favorite band, singer? My favorite singers are Sarah Evans and Martina McBride. All time, overall, never changes. Favorite band? Journey, Stiff, anything along those lines. And I also love Cher, but she's just everything. So. Something you miss? I was thinking about this question yesterday, and I was going to say, I had this long answer planned. Then today, somebody said something that really hit me. My teacher was like, yesterday is not, and tomorrow's not here yet, so why worry about either one? So, no, I don't miss anything right now because in the past, what does it matter? Favorite song? My all-time favorite song is Broken Wing by Martina McBride and Fat Bottom Girls by Queen because it makes me want to have a dance party. I know. Guilty pleasure song right there. Nobody admits they listen to it but me. How old am I? I'm 17. Zodiac sign. I'm a Virgo. Quality I look for in partner. Ambition, because people who don't have any ambition are really boring and I feel like they're kind of lazy, you know? Like, it really just bothers me when people have no goal or ambition. Okay. Where did I lost the place. Favorite quote? My favorite quote is, it has something to do with, like, a split. Like, okay, it said, don't worry. Or, like, if you want to be a star, just remember that glow sticks have to break before they shine, too. Something like that. Kind of cheesy, but whatever. Favorite actor? Daytime? Jeannie Francis. Primetime? Rish Kaharkate. Movie? Meryl Streep. Favorite color? Pink. Stocking. Loud music or soft? Loud, unless I'm kind of sleep, then soft. Where do I go when I'm sad? The internet. How long does it take me to shower? A long time. Like, probably 15 minutes to half an hour. Like, if I have to do, like, the shaving of everything and, like, doing the conditioner and all that stuff, like, half an hour. If I'm just, like, showering and washing my hair, doing the regular shower thing, 15 minutes. How long does it take me to get ready in the morning? An hour. I'm really high maintenance. Ever been in a physical fight? No, and if I was, I'd probably lose because someone, like, pulled my hair, I'd get really pissed off. and that would be enough for me. Turn on. I don't know. Goal, ambition, having like a drive to like go after what you want. Turn off. Being an ass. Being cocky. Anything like that. Like any of the above. You know, like they all fall together. Cocky, arrogant, ass. They're all the same, right?
Right.
Reason I joined the show, Cody asked me to. And I was in a really boring / not so great place in my life at the time, and I thought it would be great, and it was, and it still is. Fears, spiders, and I have this really weird fear about my house burning down. Like, that's my biggest fear for some reason, is, like, my house burning down. Because I feel like it would be terrible if you lost everything you had. Because I'm so sentimental, and I save everything ever. Like, any kind of, like, memento, anything like that, I save everything, and I'm, like, so terrified to lose any of that stuff. And I know that sounds materialistic, but everybody can shut up if they feel that way. Not the same. All right. Last thing that made me cry, it was probably television. Trying to think what on TV made me cry, but it was probably General Hospital. And I don't remember what it was, but it was on that show. I know what it was. It was when Maxie got visitation for Georgie again. I started crying. Last time you said you love someone, like 3 hours ago when I called Cody before we hung up the phone. Meaning behind my Twitter and my Instagram. My Twitter is EmilyC0915, which is just my name, my last initial, and then my birthday. My Instagram name is Princess Cassadine. You can all follow me. And that is basically because Nicholas Cassadine is Prince Cassadine, and I want to marry him. So I'm Princess Cassadine. And it wouldn't fit on Twitter, so I just did it on Instagram. Last book you read, Fault in Our Star. Book I'm currently reading, Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson. Last show I watched was NCIS like 5 minutes ago, or 5 minutes before the show started, but I wasn't really paying attention. Last person I talked to, Cody, and my physics teacher. Relationship between you and the last person you texted. Let's see who the last person I texted was. Last person I texted was Cody Murphy, so best friend, and it was because I texted him a picture of the new Agent Sloan at General Hospital and told him that I'm okay with the recast because he thought. favorite food? It's a tie between Chinese food and, like, pasta with, like, grilled chicken on it, because that's amazing. Place I want to visit? I don't know. Los Angeles. And I want to go to Beverly Hills and get my hair done and my eyebrows done, which is, like, a weird goal. Everyone's like, why do you want to go get your eyebrows done? I'm like, have you seen what they do to your eyebrows there? It's amazing. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
last place you were in my living room. At school, do you have a crush? Do fictional characters count? No. For real, not in real, like, daily attainable life. No, not really. And then fictional characters, Nicholas Cassadine, all day, every day, does never change. Also, no, we're not getting into that. Last time you kissed someone, why do we need to talk about it? Like, last time you were insulted, probably, like, 30 seconds to go on the internet somewhere, but I don't care. Favorite flavor of candy or sweet? Oh, that's a good question. Chocolate. My favorite candy, though, is, like, a Kit Kat. Or, like... I love Sweethearts, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. What instruments do you play? I play clarinet. I attempt to play the guitar on occasion. And I sing, so... My voice... Favorite piece of jewelry, it used to be this gold, the silver ring I had that my aunt bought me that was frog, and then the frog broke. But then Cody bought me a bracelet for Christmas, so the gold bracelet that Cody got me for Christmas. Last sport I played, that's funny. Me play sports. Okay. Last song you sang, Broken Wings. No, it was, I think it was Believe by Cher. It came on the radio, and you got a jam when Cher comes on. Favorite chat of mine? Okay, I thought of this just out of the blue because somebody said it to me when I asked them. I told them I need a pickup line for this. Have you been sitting on a bag of sugar? You have a sweet ass. Have you ever used it?
Okay.
No, I would not say that to somebody. Like,
nope.
Oh my gosh. Who picks people up with pickup lines like that?
Exactly.
Oh, and I also like, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
I like this one. I go, are you from Tennessee? Because you're only Tennessee.
That's a good one, too, but I like the one about sitting on a bag of sugar because it's creative.
Yeah, right.
Last time you hung out with anyone? Guys, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Who should answer this question next? Cody and I tag all of you to answer these. It is a tag, which means this is, we tag you, you're supposed to do it.
You've got to do it.
Do a video, do a blog post, do a radio show if you have a radio show. If you don't have a radio show, make a YouTube video. If you don't have a YouTube, do a blog post. If you don't have any of those things, do a tweet longer, whatever it's called. If you don't have that, then how are you listening to this? Because you obviously don't have the internet.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me do announcements because we only have 5 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have a crap load of announcements. All right.
We do.
Friday, GH Recap, regular time. Be there, be square.
Saturday.
View. And I don't know who it is because I'm a terrible
host.
Who's on Saturday?
We have a singer-songwriter, Haley Gerrold, on the show with us Saturday.
I couldn't remember her name for the life
of
me.
Yes, Saturday.
That's it.
Which is very rare.
That's Saturday at 5. I know it is rare. We've only done that one other time, but you better be there, guys.
Twice, I think. One or twice.
Then, twice. Oh, yeah, we did do it. Tuesday the 20th, we have Patsy P. Shocker, we're having her again because we love her so much.
We love Patsy. And I'm working on something. I'm working on something for the 27th. So
also, I'm
I'll let you know how that goes.
With a super awesome dude. So he's hopefully coming on the show sometime. Also, I wanted to say, Cody and I have a YouTube
3rd.
Channel. What?
February 3rd. We also have another returning guest. February the 3rd.
Oh yes, I forgot about that. February the 3rd. We have Carrie and Jean. I totally forgot about that because it's so far away. We normally don't schedule that far. I'm proud of us.
Right, but anyway.
Okay. Then all those subsequent Fridays, you guys know how the deal works on Friday night. Okay. We also now have a YouTube channel because we're going to start vlogging because our lives are so interesting. We think you should see them. So it's at, okay, our YouTube. I'll tell you exactly how to spell it and everything so you don't have an excuse not to go on there. It is Weekdays with Murph Vlogs. All in one, I think it is. I'm so terrible. Let me look. I'm pretty sure it's Weekdays with Murph Vlogs, all like one word, but I'm not sure. I'm terrible. Let me look, everyone. I'm really bad. Like, I'm so bad because the email address is different than the thing, and I just did it last night.
We only have 3 minutes.
Anyway, so we're going to be, we only have 3 minutes, so we're going to be vlogging. So you guys subscribe to us. I'll tweet it out because it's being slow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Weekdays with Murph Vlogs, all in words. Yeah, it is. It's Weekdays with Murph Vlogs, all in one. It has our picture. We have no artwork and no videos yet. Please subscribe to us. Don't be jerks.
Exactly.
And also, I think that's it. Also, if anyone's interested, you should hit up Krista Earl because she's going to be in Nashville. So if you're in the Nashville area and you want to see her while she's here or if you want to see her sing at something, talk to her because you can arrange that.
Yep.
So I think that's everything. Also, well, I'll tell you that later. Not everyone needs to hear what I was going to say, so I'll tell you later.
All right, text me.
All right.
I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap up here, okay?
All right. That was fun. That went quick.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our return to the radio, such as it was. Like Emily said, we have a ton of stuff coming your way. Friday is our, like I said, a GH Recap show, and Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we have the a lovely and talented Miss Haley Gerrold on the show with us, and the 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern we have our dear friend Patsy Fees on the show. And I think with that, that'll end the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.